This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hi, I'm Victoria Fenner, and this is the second episode of the House of Sound and Story. And one of the things that's really great about doing a podcast is that it gives me a reason to revisit all these recordings I've done over the years. I've got hours and hours and hours of recordings from all over the place, everything from frogs to airports to church bells in the rain. Some pretty amazing stuff, if I do say so myself. And they're just waiting for new ears like yours.
Four very heavy pieces.
One of these is a computer printer. Should that get some kind of special direction?
Yep, we were traveling pretty heavy. That's because we were going way, way north of the Arctic Circle. The reason for our trip was we were going to do some training and a needs assessment for a local community radio station way up there.
CFBI 97.7 Cambridge Bay.
There's no business depot in Cambridge Bay, so Mary and I figured we'd better bring everything. And so we did. Computer gear, eggs, wine, and even a bicycle pump, because our host asked us to pick one up and bring one up with us. Wasn't quite sure about that one, but we did it anyway.
Are we being a little too southern by bringing our winter coats with us, or do you think that's a good idea?
Better to have a little too much coat than not enough.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny for the next couple of days.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And no snow in the forecast? Nope.
Cambridge Bay is due north of Saskatoon, and it's the first large island north of the mainland. In geographic terms, it's not quite the area that's called the extreme north, but I would say it's on the edge of extreme, that's for sure. To get there, we boarded a plane, or to be more correct, several planes, from Toronto to Edmonton, from Edmonton to Yellowknife, from Yellowknife to Cambridge Bay, and we could have flown to China for the same price. Well, we're here, and I thought it would be windy, and it's windy. It's cold. I'm carrying my winter coat, and I really should be wearing it, I think. What do you think of it all?
Oh, it's cool.
It's brown. There's a gravel runway. I'll probably hear lots of sound of gravel. Okay. Pick up our baggage. What do we do next? Oh, double security locks. Here we go. Okay. And this is where. Yeah. This is like really nice. I could live here like longer. After leaving the airport, we settled into a little townhouse. It was really modern. It had a washer and dryer, a nice kitchen, and a huge big screen TV that dominated the whole living room. So I guess we weren't going to escape the South entirely. And then I did what I often do. I picked up my microphone and went exploring. And here are some of the things that I found.
Thank you.
Wednesday night, September 10th. Beautiful day today. The moon is full. People are out the street.
One of my earliest memories is like as if I was waking up in a drum dance. I was just becoming aware of my surroundings. And it's like for the first time my eyes opened to the world and I was at a drum dance. I could feel all the excitement in the room. Therefore, like when you feel the excitement, you feel the excitement in the room. And it's like as if you want to take part. And I remember my hands tapping along with the drum on my legs. And that's what I remember. Imaya ona kayo ya ona tibeti niging man koko nga sayoning. Eya 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 eya.
Wondering what kinds of sounds stayed with you after hearing that piece. First of all, I should give some credit where credit is due to the musicians. The harmonica, voice, and fiddle music were by Anthony and Ashley Atokiak. Anthony was also a DJ at the radio station. And the drum song dance was by Julia Ogina, and she's a teacher at the local high school and also the leader of the local drum dance group in Cambridge Bay. When I was going up on the plane, I made a list of things I expected I'd hear. Things like wind, water, voices speaking Inuyaktung, the local language and dialect. What I didn't expect to hear was a whole bunch of truck and ATV traffic. There are an awful lot of trucks in Cambridge Bay. That was a surprise, and I just thought, there are no roads to Cambridge Bay, so how would you get them there? Well, the answer to that is on the barge that comes up from Hay River, just downstream from Yellowknife. And everybody uses ATVs to get around in the summer and snowmobiles in the winter. Makes perfect sense when you think about it. And of course, there's that air raid siren. It was just a little puzzling to me when I first heard it. But don't worry, nobody's invading. It's the local way of marking time. When the sun never sets for half the year and never rises for the other half, it's hard to tell what time it is. So the air raid siren goes off twice a day. Once at lunchtime, when the whole town closes up shop and goes home, and again at 10 o'clock at night when the kids are supposed to go home to go to bed. Theoretically, anyway. That was part one of The Edge of Extreme, a program from The House of Sound and Story. The House of Sound and Story is a Magnetic Spirits production, brought to you by the Ravel Podcast Network. I'm Victoria Fenner. Join me again next time for the second part of The Edge of Extreme. Bye for now.